the knots he called. Or if he had heard knots he called in the new public domain. For more information, please visit LibriVox.org. Today we're reading from Grimm's Fairy Tales, Clever Elsie, read by Chris Orange. There was once a man who had a daughter who was called Clever Elsie. And when she had grown up, her father said, "We will get her married." "Yes," said the mother, "if only someone would come who would have her." At length a man came from a distance and wooed her. He was called Clarence, but he stipulated that Clever Elsie should be really smart. "Oh," said the father, "she has plenty of good sense." And the mother said, "Oh, she can see the wind coming up the street and hear flies hopping." "Well," said Clarence, "if she is not really smart, I won't have her." When they were sitting at dinner and had eaten, the mother said, "Elsie, go into the cellar and fetch some beer." Then Clever Elsie took the pitcher from the wall, went into the cellar, and tapped the lid briskly as she went, so that the time might not appear long. When she was below, she fetched herself a chair and set it before the barrel, so that she had no need to stoop and did not hurt her back or do herself any unexpected injury. Then she placed the can before her and turned the tap. And while the beer was running, she would not let her eyes be idle, but walked up to the wall. And after much peering here and there, saw a pickaxe exactly above her, which the masons had accidentally left there. Then Clever Elsie began to weep and said, "If I get hands and we have a child and he grows big, and we send him into the cellar here to draw beer, then the pickaxe will fall on his head and kill him." Then she sat and wept and screamed with all the strength of her body over the misfortune which lay before her. Those upstairs waited for the drink, but Clever Elsie still did not come. Then the woman said to the servant, "Just go down into the cellar and see where Elsie is." The maid went and found her sitting in front of the barrel, screaming loudly, "Elsie, why do you weep?" asked the maid. "Ah," she answered, "have I not reason to weep? If I get hands and we have a child and he grows big and has to draw beer here, pickaxe will perhaps fall on his head and kill him." Then said the maid, "What a clever Elsie we have," and sat down beside him and began loudly to weep over the misfortune. After a while, as the maid did not come back, and those upstairs thirsty for beer, the man said to the boy, "Just go down into the cellar and see boiling down. And then sat Trevor, Elsie and the girl both drinking together. Then he asked, "Why are you drinking?" "Ah," said Elsie, "have I not reason to weep? If I get plans, and we have a child, and he grows big, and has to draw beer here, the pickaxe would fall on his head and kill him." Then said the boy, "Was it Trevor, Elsie, we have?" And sat down beside her, and likewise began to howl loudly. Upstairs they waited for the boy, but as he still did not return, the man said to the woman, "Just go down into the cellar and see where Elsie is." The woman went down and found all three in the midst of their lamentations and inquired what was the cause. Then Elsie told her also that her future child was to be killed by the pickaxe when it grew big and had to draw beer and pickaxe the man. Then said the mother likewise, "What a clever Elsie we have," and sat down and wept with them. The man upstairs waited a short time, but as his wife did not come back, as his thirst grew ever greater, he said, "I must go into the cellar myself and see where Elsie is." When he got into the cellar and they were all sitting together crying, and he heard the reason, and Elsie's child was the cause, and that Elsie might perhaps bring one into the world someday, and that he might be killed by the pickaxe if he should happen to be sitting beneath it, drawing beer, just at the very time that it fell down, he cried, "Oh, what a clever Elsie," and sat down and likewise wept with them. The bridegroom stayed upstairs for a long time. Then as no one had come back, he thought, "They must be waiting for me below. I too must go there and see what they are about." When he got down, the five of them were sitting screaming and lamenting quite piteously, each outdoing the other. "What misfortune has happened then?" asked he. "Ah, dear Hans," said Elsie, "if we marry each other and have a child and he is big, and we perhaps send him here to draw something to drink, then the pickaxe which has been left up there might dash his brains out if it were to fall down. So have we not reason to weep?" "Come," said Hans, "more understanding than that is not needed for my household. As you are such a clever Elsie, I will have you," and seized her hand, took her upstairs with him, and married her. After Hans had had her some time, he said, "Wife, I am going out to work and earn some money for us. Go into the field and cut the corn. We may have some bread." "Yes, dear Hans, I will do that." After Hans had gone away, still stayed away. Polly's went out to see what she had cut, but nothing was cut, and she was lying among the corn asleep. Then Hans hastened home, and brought a fowler's net with ringing bells, and hung it round her. Then he ran home, shut the house door, and sat down in his chair and worked. At length, when it was quite dark, clever Elsie awoke. And when she got up, there was a jingling all around her, and the bells rang at each step she took. Then she was alarmed, and became uncertain whether she really was clever Elsie or not, and said, "Is it I, or is it not I?" But she knew not what answer to make to this, and stood for a time in doubt. At length she thought, "I will go home, ask if it be I, or if it be not I."